name is David Wolf, and I want to welcome you to an entirely different paradigm of weight loss, weight management, and vibrant health. We have the most incredible technology ever available to us today. We have the answers to every question. We have the solutions to every problem. In the age of information, nothing is left hidden. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what your bad habits are, it doesn't matter what your history is, it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what your husband says, your wife says, your kids say, none of those things matter. They are not important. What is important is your ability to listen, to become inspired, to put a smile on your face and enjoy the ride. Because I believe the root of all health, all weight loss, all weight management is this dynamic interaction between ourselves and what feels good. If you're inspired, you're going to feel good and you're going to be healthy. If you listen to something and it motivates you and it puts a smile on your face, you are going to be happy. That's where we start. We start from that level of common sense. If you have to starve yourself to achieve your ideal weight, that is going to eventually exhaust you. If you like to eat food that doesn't like you, that is going to eventually exhaust you. You have to eat the food that you like and do that without guilt, fear, or shame. And then you will start to approach the goal that we're all after: vibrant health, our ideal weight, and a smile on our face. This program contains many different tools in order to help assist you, and they're a lot of fun. We've included 2 card decks. We've included a workbook. We've included CD audio recordings, and we're going to give you the instructions on how to use those at the end of this recording. Used appropriately, the possibilities of this program are endless. If you had more energy than you could believe, if you actually achieved your ideal weight, if you lost 100 pounds or 200 pounds or 300 pounds or whatever your goal is, imagine how you're gonna feel. How are you feeling right now? How do you wanna feel? Is it possible to feel good all the time? And the answer is yes. We have that technology right now, and that is the centerpiece of this entire program. The landscape of our current situation is quite astonishing. In our culture, we have people who are overweight, who don't feel good, who don't like what they eat, who feel guilty about what they eat. And at the same time, we have people who are in the most vibrant health ever, who eat exactly what they love, who have access to the best foods ever, who are at their perfect weight all the time, who never worry about what they're eating. And these exist side by side. The tension is incredible. What we're doing on this program is we are relieving that tension. We are going to provide you with that critical information that is not a diet, is not really a program or a weight loss program. It is information that gives you an insight onto how to purchase products, how to eat those products, how to align yourself with your own inner nature so that you never have to worry about weight loss or weight gain or any of that kind of thing ever again. It's just who you are. It's your habits. Your habits are going to create your future. Your habits are who you are right now. And we are in a situation where we can create the best habits ever with the most ease ever based on the technology of today. That's the focus of this message. We have the ability to make it easy for you to lose weight. We have the ability right now to make it easy for you to feel good. In fact, it's never been as easy as right now. The only missing piece of the equation is the information. And it's like a mystery story. You've got to look at the clues. You've got to take action on those clues. You've got to look for synchronicities and certain things that fall in your path. You've got to act on those. And eventually, you arrive at a shocking and startling conclusion. That shocking and startling conclusion is that you can feel great every day of your life, never have to worry about your weight, never have to think about how you look, anything like that ever again, because you have focused yourself on the cutting edge information. You've taken action on that information, and you have achieved a startling and awesome result. I was born into a family of medical doctors. Both my mom and dad are MDs. My mom is an anesthesiologist. That's the person who puts you under when you go in for a surgery. My dad was a general practitioner. He did every kind of emergency surgery you could imagine. I grew up with all of that intimately from the very first day of my life. I mean, I grew up in a doctor's office. I have seen the inner workings of the medical profession from a profound perspective due to that. As I grew up, I didn't really want to have anything to do with medicine. I didn't really like it. It was very traumatic. Obviously, my dad had been in a lot of emergency surgeries, and I had been there for a lot of that. And I decided I wanted to go another direction. So I began to look into getting into patent law and certain aspects of the legal profession. Anyway, fate always has other plans for people. And somehow I got oriented towards healing and medicine, but natural healing and medicine with food and herbs and things that are traditionally 13, 14, 15 years of authoring, lecturing, speaking on the subject of natural diets, nutrition, and fitness. The way I got turned around, the triggering event for me was when I was about 18 years old and I moved out of my mom's house and I finally was able to buy all my own food. And I realized that something in that food wasn't agreeing with me. And I narrowed it down after about 20 foods. I narrowed it down to two foods. It was going to be either one food or the other food. And the way I did that is I got up in the morning and I would just try different foods and just see how it felt in my stomach when my stomach was empty. Anyway, I got it down to two foods, and one morning I got up and I had one of those foods, which happened to be grape nut cereal, and I felt fine. The next morning I got up and I had the other food, which happened to be pasteurized, homogenized milk, and I was not fine. I realized at that moment that that food was not agreeing with me and that it probably had not agreed with me for years and years and years, but I had continued to eat it because I thought that's what I needed based on the commercials, based on the information I had received at that time, based on the books on diet, etc. I stopped eating dairy products completely when I was 18 years old. And that's how I began to research nutrition, because I realized that just because everybody believes something does not mean it's true. I felt better, even though everybody told me, this is going to happen, you're not going to get this nutrient, you're going to be missing that mineral. I actually kept feeling better and better and better, and a lifetime of ear problems that had plagued me, that I'd lost 50% of hearing in my right ear up to that point due to chronic ear infections, literally disappeared. Now, how could that be? Research and subsequent study on my part revealed to me that food allergies play a major role in ear problems, in our immune system, in our skin's health, in our overall feeling of well-being, and I was allergic to milk and didn't know it. There are millions and millions of Westerners right now today that are allergic to the foods that they eat every single day. Those food allergies cause inflammation, and they inevitably lead to weight gain. I lost 10 pounds. I got totally, totally excited about studying about nutrition. Eventually, that led me into weight loss, weight management, fitness, nutrition as a career. The background that I have in this field has exposed me to some literally miraculous stories in regards to weight loss and weight management, where people have lost over 100 pounds without trying, eating what they want, having pleasure at every meal, feeling like they're going somewhere, feeling like they're heading towards a goal and a destination. That has been an incredible experience, to meet people heart to heart, soul to soul, and discuss all the rudiments and the factors that have led them to escaping the trap of all the disinformation, all the junk food, all of the things that we are quote-unquote sold that guide us down an abyss. You can't escape. You can get out of it. You can become whole again, and you can do it with joy and with pleasure if you pay attention to what we're going to be providing in this program. These recordings, they're points of reference for you. They are always going to be here for you. If you feel you need inspiration, you come right back and you listen. If you feel you've gotten confused or distracted by what's out there, you come right back and listen. And what we're going to do is just simplify, 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 and get in alignment with what your habits are and what's fun for you so that you can lose weight with grace, have a darn good time while you're doing it, and smile all the way through. Does that sound perfect, excellent, or the best ever? I think so. We need to arrive at an inner conclusion that we should never be listening to anyone who's not getting the results that we desire. We shouldn't be listening to anyone who doesn't look good. We shouldn't be listening to anyone who's overweight. We shouldn't be listening to anyone who's out of shape if our goal is fitness, health, and the perfect ideal body type for ourselves. We need to have a little bit of common sense. There's an old saying that says, never listen to anyone who's more screwed up than you are. It is important in nutrition that we judge by results, never by theory. Some of the most well-known, quote-unquote, nutrition authorities in America and in the world look totally unhealthy. They look ridiculous. They're overweight. Their diet's supposed to solve heart problems, yet they have problems. These guys are not examples of what they're teaching, or what they're teaching is erroneous and useless. We have a technology now that's extremely advanced in the field of nutrition, meaning we've gained huge insights. We have figured out what works, what doesn't work. Because there are massive vested interests, medical interests, pharmaceutical interests, food interests, huge agricultural lobby interests, the filters that are on this technology are great, and we have to have the fortitude to power on through and to see things for what they really are, and to look at the quote-unquote health gurus and go, is that person really healthy? Is that the result I really want? And if it's not, even if their book looks great, their protein book or whatever kind of book, even if it looks great, if you look at them and go, no, there's something wrong, then you need to have the self-confidence and ability to go, nope, that information is inaccurate, because it is. The food that we should eat should make us feel great and should make us look great and should give us all the energy we need, and that should be very clear. Anybody who's on that approach should be a product of their product. This is the power of raw food nutrition. The energy, the glow, the vibration, the life force factor, the chi, the prana, the immediate and instant weight loss, the immediate transformation from feeling terrible to feeling great is an indication that not only are we on the right path, but we have been on the wrong path. We've been going down a direction that had been the product of all these special interests competing against each other and not the product of science, which is based on what works versus what doesn't work. I mean, science is all about looking at all the evidence, selecting from that evidence the best possible approach, taking action on it, and if it leads you to your goal, then keeping going with it. Science is not about special interests competing against each other for your attention. Let's review the entire history of diet in the Western world. Back in the old days, nobody cared. Everybody was obese. They ate lard pie, and it wasn't a cultural imperative to get into good shape and good health. Over the years, we learned that the longer you live, the more time you have to succeed, the more time you have to actually make things happen that are good for you and your family. Longevity is an incredible success secret. So people realize, my God, if I could just live a long time, that would be good. I might be able to make enough money to feed my family. I might be able to get my house paid off. I might be able to enjoy that vacation, et cetera, et cetera. So sometime 100 years ago, 300 years ago, we got oriented towards getting to really good health, and we realized that diet and nutrition were critical. This brought on a lot of profiteering. So all kinds of snake oil salesmen came into the game and said, hey, we can sell you this, and all of a sudden you don't have to worry about all of that. Or you don't have to pay attention to what you're eating as long as you have, you know, these little key, little snake oil types of ingredients in your diet. This ballooned into a massive fast food industry, into a media that is oriented towards the special interest of the large food corporations, towards diet books that are oriented towards helping and supporting the giant food corporations, and towards a general lifestyle that is confusing. We are resetting all of that. We're going back to the basics. We're eliminating all of that fear, all of that guilt, all of that shame, all of the miscommunication, and we're going to start anew and give you basics. And these are not dietary basics. These are just the basics of life. This is not a diet. Any kind of a diet is automatically going to create problems because it is against human nature. If you tell a child, hey, don't do that, the child immediately goes, well, I'm going to do that as soon as you're not looking. If you tell an adult, don't do that, the adult says, well, I'm going to do that as soon as you're not looking. As soon as you give somebody a don't, they are going to do. That's against human nature. We have got to get out of telling people yes, no. We've got to just say yes, 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 and guide people in based on what feels good, what feels pleasurable, and what tastes good, most importantly. One of my favorite foods is chocolate. You can have all the chocolate you want. You can live on chocolate as long as it's the right kind of chocolate. You get all the taste sensations you want, everything. This is exciting. We have a technology today that is going to lead us to paradise when we realize what it is and how to use it. There's no more suffering to get well. That's all gone away now. We are out of that. You can't suffer to become well. That doesn't even make sense. The only thing that creates someone to be well is happiness, joy, happy food, food with energy in it. That's what creates wellness. Suffering creates more suffering. Joy creates more joy. As Abraham Lincoln said, you can't help the poor by becoming one of them. And whether it's poor financially or poor in spirit or poor in health, the point of it all is that by becoming joyous and prosperous and feeling health, you create more of it on the planet. By activating your laughter mechanism, even if you're as ill as someone who's about to die tomorrow, you can come all the way back, because from joy, from happiness, from high energy food comes the energy of healing that allows and supports your body's ability to heal itself. It's an exciting time. It's one of the most exciting times ever. It's probably the best time ever to be alive. Yes, there is war and destruction, but yes, there is more incredible joy possible now than ever before. You can have more of what you want. You can have the best food ever if you choose. You can have the best water ever if you know what that is. This is the age that our ancestors dreamed of for us. This is the age where we actually get to live their dreams, which are now our dreams. You can't do that on fried chicken. You can't do that on pesticide-sprayed, conventionally grown potatoes. You can't do that on mineral-deficient corn syrup products. You have to do that on foods that were ordained as our birthright by our ancestors, that are the great herbs and the great superfoods of the world. And those foods are traditionally consumed raw, and they're things you should know about and that we're going to deeply learn about in this program. We're going to cover to the point where we're going to make it as easy as possible for you. My work is not to make things more complicated for you. My work is to take the best that I know, the best foods I can think of, the best foods I've ever ingested, the best foods that I know work for people, simplify them down and give them to you in a format where you can add them into what you're doing now. If you do that and just add a couple things in, you will be incredibly astonished at the simple results that immediately start to accumulate. This causes you to go, hey, maybe there's something more there, and to come back and listen to more and maybe take a couple of other things on. This is how I got involved in nutrition. It was a step-by-step process. There's no rush, and it can be enjoyable at every step along the way. And that's why we put this program together, is because we want you to know that. We want you to know that pleasure can guide you, that you can get all the way back to your ideal weight, your ideal health, the best health ever, without suffering. In the first ages of the world, when the gods had created all the plants and all the animals, all the creatures that roamed the land and the sea, and humankind, they had one thing left to do. And that was to hide the secret of life until humanity had grown in consciousness and awareness enough to utilize it. But the gods argued about where the secret of life should be hidden. One god said, "Let's hide the secret of life atop the tallest mountain." And the other god said, No, we can't do that. Look at these humans. They'll hike to the tallest mountain just because it's there." Another god said, "Let us hide the secret of life at the bottom of the deepest sea." And the other god said, No. We've created humans with technology, skills, awareness, and eventually they will get to the bottom of the deepest sea." The argument about where the secret of life should be hidden went back and forth for weeks, even months, until one day a god stepped forth and said, "I've got it. I've figured out where we will hide the secret of life." To which the other gods were incredulous and curious, and they asked, "Where is it? Where shall we hide the secret of life?" And the god said, "We will hide the secret of life in the last place that humans would ever look. A place they will only come to when they've exhausted all other opportunities and all resources." And the gods' curiosity was piqued. And they questioned this god further. "So where will we hide it?" To which the god answered, "We won't hide it at all. Everything we need in life is completely obvious. Everything that you need right now is right around you. There's no question with a complicated answer. Everything in nature is simple, basic. The simpler things are, the easier it is to live." The foundation of this program is based on the most important phrase we've ever heard in our lives. It's the only phrase that in every culture, in every country, it's recognized. It's a statement that's found in all the great writings throughout all of history. It's one of the few phrases, if not the only phrase, that absolutely everybody knows. That phrase is, "You are what you eat." "You are what you eat" is of quantum significance. And what I mean by that is, based on the study of physics and science as we currently know it, we consist of an energy field, some atoms, and the rest of it's mostly empty space. If we have filled up that empty space with greed, with fear, with guilt, with shame, we are not going to experience the best health ever. In fact, we're going to become inflamed and we're going to feel awful. If we have filled that energy field with joy, with love, with happiness, with smiles, we are going to feel good. We're going to be our correct weight. We're going to be having fun, and we're going to be able to do things. This is the basis of all nutrition and all science. All our interpretations of science revolve around who we are as people. And if we've been eating junk food, then our ideas of science, our ideas in general, are going to be junk. "You are what you eat" trumps every other insight into philosophy and human nature. And that's why we start right there. The reason why we have a culture that doesn't feel good, that is overweight, that is unhappy, is because we did not pay attention to the zip file that we were downloaded during our birth from God directly, which is, "You are what you eat." Now, if you're a computer geek, you know what a zip file is. If you're not a computer geek, a zip file is a file you get on your email that once you click it, it opens up into a bunch of other things. That's what you are what you eat is. Once you get it and it clicks in here and you go, whoa, you are what you eat, you will all of a sudden realize, whoa, I can't escape this. If I eat junk food, I'm going to feel like junk always and axiomatically every time. If, in fact, you get and it clicks in here that you are what you eat can never be escaped and that you are what you eat can rebuild us and remake us and reformulate us and rejuvenate us, then you have really got something going here, because we are going to lay out exactly step by step how to re-eat yourself into perfect health and how to re-eat yourself into total joy. You cannot eat your way to God, but you can come pretty darn close. And that's an important point for us to realize, because nobody's telling you that. Nobody's telling you that you'd do better on your job if you ate better, because you'd feel better. So you'd be able to do your work better. No one's telling you that your relationships will be better if you eat better, because you'll feel better, so there'll be more love, so you'll have more fun, and so all of a sudden the dynamic interaction between you and your partner is a heck of a lot more exciting. But we're telling you that. We're telling you that food is the key factor. It is the root. It is the basis of all science. I did an event one time in Richmond, Virginia. In the front row of this event, there was probably 80 to 90 people there, were six women who had gotten together as a group, and on our program, they had lost over 100 pounds each. Now, that may sound alarming or startling to somebody who's never heard of any of this before, but I see it all the time. In fact, every single seminar I do, I will ask, how many people here have lost over 100 pounds? And generally, there will be anywhere from 1 to 6 or 7 people in an audience. We did an event in Detroit one time, and there was about 10 people in the audience who'd lost over 100 pounds. In this particular audience in Richmond, Virginia, six women had gotten together as a group. They'd supported each other, and each lost over 100 pounds. I can't even describe to you the level of joy and satisfaction that that gives me, but more importantly, gave them. A renewed lease on life, a renewed joy about their work life. I mean, these are women who just loved hanging out with each other, loved making food with each other, and just got re-inspired back at their jobs. Talking to them after the event was something that literally has stuck with me for years. I have had people that have worked for me in my company that were individuals who were several hundred pounds overweight. Now, when I'm saying several hundred pounds, I'm talking 200 pounds overweight. It is possible, I have seen it, and these individuals have worked for me, for somebody to lose over 200 pounds on this program. Not only that, to regain their vitality and their potency. I had a couple that came to visit me in New York. They came to a book signing. They had been on the program. The husband had lost over 200 pounds, and before he got on the program, actually was completely infertile. And now he's working on getting his count up and is making tremendous progress. And the last I heard from them, the wife had become pregnant. Let's just review the situation. This is a guy who was 200 pounds overweight. He was infertile. He completely flipped that equation around. You know how impossible that is for somebody who doesn't have the right information? There's no way to crack that code. But this guy decided he wanted the information. He was hungry for it. He researched it. He realized that it's out there somewhere. He got the info. He lost the weight. And his wife is now pregnant. And I tell you what, I can't wait for the letter with the picture of their child in it. Again, our interpretations of our world are based on us. It's not coming from outside of us, it's us. Now, if we're made out of junk food, those interpretations are invalid. Therefore, we create a world that's filled up with nuclear power plants and pollution and all kinds of plastic bottles and all kinds of stuff. But if we want to get back and find ourselves, let's get back to original, real food, wholesome food, food that we grow, food that we know we can trust, food that we know is free of chemicals, food ultimately that we know is filled with love. You are what you eat is about eating love. It's about food grown with love.
It's about food that's picked with love. It's about food that's prepared with love, food that's delivered with love, and food that's eaten with love. If you asked me to break down all the issues with our society today and to simplify them, I would bring you right back to that right there. We have problems because we're eating food without love. We're growing food without love. It's being delivered without love. It's being prepared without love. Those factors are the reason we're in the situation we're in today. All you have to do, if you look at a food product on a shelf, you need to go look at that product and go, where's the love? How much love is in that product? Does the person who's running that company really love me, or are they just looking after a dollar? You don't even need to read the ingredients anymore once you understand that little simple fact. What I'm asking you to do is to really look closely at what's on that supermarket shelf. Really look closely at what's in your cupboard. If there's any ingredient anywhere that's in your cupboard, in your refrigerator, that you don't understand, throw it away. Get rid of it. Give it away. Imagine having a bowl of just maltodextrin, or a big glass full of high fructose corn syrup, or a giant bag of MSG. Imagine eating that, just that ingredient only. You would never do that. You wouldn't be able to do that. Fortunately, you don't have to. What we're doing is we are asking you to go back to the original foods, the original natural foods, and begin there. For example, where does chocolate come from? Chocolate doesn't involve a bunch of sugar. It doesn't involve a bunch of giant processing plants. It doesn't involve a massive dairy industry. Chocolate is a little tiny nut the size of an almond. In fact, it's the most widely eaten nut in the world that nobody eats because everybody eats the processed byproduct of the original food. I remember when I first had a cacao bean, which is the raw chocolate nut, and I bit into it, and literally the first thing I thought was, oh my, I cannot believe this exists. How can this flavor exist in nature? Chocolate, the flavor, the sensation, the bite, the crunch exists in nature. Where? In the original chocolate nut, in the cocoa bean, in the cacao bean, as it is. No additives, no sugar, no preservatives, no chemicals, no processing plants. Nothing in between you and that food. Here's an idea for you to ponder. Every step of processing from the original form of the food, whether it's a vegetable, whether it's a fruit, whether it's a nut or a seed, whether it's an herb, every step of processing that takes that food to your mouth has decreased its value. It has increased your body's confusion, and it's likely caused your body to go, I don't know what to do with this. I'll try to do something with it, but we're probably going to have to tuck it away here as extra fat, as cellulite, as toxins, because I don't really have time to deal with this right now. I'm trying to deal with everything else. Original food can heal you. Natural, raw foods can support you in an incredible lifestyle of vibrant health. We are going to, throughout every step of this program, give you all the tools you need in order to bring original, natural foods and raw foods into your diet, into your lifestyle, into your mouth, so that you feel like you're actually getting real nutrition. Not nutrition that's been beaten up with roasters, broasters, microwaves, and ovens, but food that has been cooked onto the earth by the sun itself. Food that God has created in its natural state. It is, in fact, the Garden of Eden, not the Kitchen of Eden. And by the way, if you're an atheist, it doesn't matter, because all you have to do is look at a Twinkie and look at an orange. And if you can't determine the difference in quality between those foods, this is probably not the best program ever for you. There's probably something else you need to be looking at. Scanning your supermarket shelves for love may leave you a little disheartened. However, fortunately, there is no problem without a solution, And yeah, we may have food that's filled with greed, but somewhere out there, whether it's on the internet, whether it's in your organic food shop, your health food store, is going to be that food with love. Whether it's in your garden, whether it's in your backyard, whether it's in the forest behind your house, is going to be that food that's still filled with God's love. When you hear me say God, when you hear me say love in reference to a nutrition program, I'm not just talking about something that's metaphysical and way out there. I'm talking about something that's real. And I don't care if you don't believe in God or, you know, God has different meaning for you or whatever. I'm talking about what's real. When you walk outside in your garden and you see strawberries growing, that's God's love. That's what I mean. Maybe to you it's just a strawberry, but to me it's God's love. It's an offering. It's a gift. And that's what I'm saying. You got to connect with the original way that the world has been set up. You go out there and you eat that strawberry, and it's special. It's really great to eat your own food. It's really great to walk in a forest and eat a wild apple. That's the love. You know, that's the love that the planet's always offering us. We are getting so many gifts from our planet all the time, and we abuse our planet unbelievably. You know, we basically are abusing our mother, and the planet's still giving us all kinds of good things, all kinds of love. Let's just not get caught up in the semantics of the word God or the word love. Let's just open ourselves up to the gifts that we're getting all the time, and then focus on those gifts so we can align our nutrition with those gifts, those offerings that I call offerings of love or gifts of God. It's awesome stuff. This program is about getting simple, it's about getting real, and it's about identifying those things inside yourself that you like. If you like chocolate, hey, we'll give you all the chocolate you want. You eat it as much as you want, but in its natural state. If you like sweets, you eat all sweets you want. We've got fruits beyond compare in the world today, but in their natural state. Not high fructose corn syrup, not refined cane sugar, and not refined beet sugar. If you like protein, we're going to give you the highest protein foods ever in the whole history of the world. The best protein sources that fed civilizations like Mexico City for thousands of years. Without additives, without chemicals, without undue pesticides. Needless to say, it's exciting. It's exciting because I'm totally a believer that you have to have what you want in order to feel good. And hey, we're going to give you what you want in the form that feels good without the extra and added side effects. Side effects and eating are probably why you're listening to this right now. You probably eat every meal every day, a lunch that causes you to have side effects. You feel tired. A dinner that causes you to have side effects. You can't get anything done. You just become lazy. Snacks that have side effects. You don't really feel well. Your stomach kind of unsettled. Side effects are unnatural. You never have to be burdened with side effects again. Side effects are, in fact, a product of our quote-unquote nutrition industry, not the natural nutrition infrastructure that Mother Nature has created. What a concept. If you believe that you don't have time to change your diet, to change things around, to switch your food around, to grow your own food, I'm here to tell you that you absolutely do have that time. Because every extra hour that you save from having to sleep at night, for example, if you sleep 7 hours instead of eight, you get an extra hour a day. If you eat food that does not give you side effects, so you're not drowsy at 2 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon, you have an extra 20, 30, 45 minutes of time. If you eat dinner that doesn't make you lethargic, you have an extra 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 75 minutes of time in the evening to get your work done, to achieve your dreams. If you're 60 pounds overweight and you've got two kids tugging at you, there's hope for you. Because we have a program here that is absolutely proven to work, that demonstrates the human body's innate ability to heal itself and to naturally achieve the perfect weight for your body type. That's something special. Time is an irrelevant factor if you're wasting time by eating food that is causing your body to overwork itself. If you're wasting time by eating food that causes you to be inflamed, if you're wasting time with junk food, That can all stop immediately once we switch to natural foods and to organic foods and to original foods. Again, no loss in flavor. In fact, you'll be gaining flavor. There will be no loss in overall nutrition. You'll be gaining nutrition. You'll be gaining vitamins. You'll be gaining minerals. You'll be gaining enzymes. You will be gaining time. I used to be a type of person. 8 hours a night of sleep, no matter what. If I didn't get 8 hours a night of sleep, I felt terrible the next day. Sometimes I could get away with 7.5 if I was really busy. I sleep now 5.5 hours. I have gained 3 hours. I've basically gained 3 hours every single day. If you gain 2 hours a day by eating more nutritious food, food that doesn't have side effects, that doesn't cause you to be lethargic and sleepy, in 1 year, you have gained a month of time. Do the math. If you sleep 2 hours less every night because you don't need the sleep, not depriving you of sleep, you don't need it. You wake up, you're spry, you're energetic, you're ready to go. In 1 year, you will have gained a month of time. What can you do in that month? What's possible for you in that month? Think about it. A lot of people have let their dreams go. They stop believing somewhere that they could achieve what they wanted because all of a sudden they're 60 pounds overweight. They've got a couple kids. They've got a job. They don't feel very good when they get at home. They have a partner that they're not real happy with because the magic isn't there anymore because the energy has dropped down. There's no longer enough high vibrational energy to keep that relationship alive, to keep the kids happy, to keep the dreams alive. We are going to provide you the tools to keep your dreams alive, to keep your relationship alive, to keep your relationship vibing at such a high level that you cannot wait to see your husband, wife, significant other. You can't wait to see your kids. You can't wait to go running around with your kids. You can't wait to go to the kids' baseball game. That's where we can be. It's where we're gonna be. It's what the inevitable result of listening to this program will be. This program is going to cover cleansing and detoxification. Because if we've been pushing junk food in, or stuff we don't even know is junk food, just all the food with the additives in it, food that's treated with greed, food that has no love in it, if we've been pushing that into our body every day since day one, we've got a little bit of an extra toxic load in our closet. And one day we're going to open that closet and everything's going to come flooding out. Well, that's what we're going to be asking you to do, is just kind of lighten the load so we can get that stuff out, move it out, cleanse, and detoxify. That's what detoxification is, meaning we're taking that high-pressure, kind of pushed-in amount of toxins, whether it's MSG, whether it's high-fructose corn syrup, whether it's partially hydrogenated soybean oil. This stuff isn't natural. This is toxic material that's causing us to feel awful and gain weight. We've got to let that stuff come out, and then we've got to rebuild ourselves with the right stuff, food that's primarily made with love, built with love, eaten with love, and get those minerals back, get those vitamins back, get everything back up to fully functioning levels. We're going to give you all the tools to do that. We're going to give you every step to get there, and then we're going to get into maintenance. How do we stay with it? How do we have fun with it? How do we continually keep ourselves inspired? Today, that's very easy, because there is a group of people on the planet who aren't into just dumping more chemicals into you, but who are actually onto providing you more food with love, growing you more food with love, delivering you more food with love, creating restaurants that serve food with love. And those people want to keep you inspired, and that's what we're going to cover in the maintenance part of our program. The resources, the inspirational abilities that you have to stay with it. And this is not something it's like do or don't. It's an orientation. It's a direction that you take yourself so that you guide yourself automatically towards the destination that you want simply by eating food that you love. I mean, is that cool or what? We are going to go in depth into the mystery and the psychology of the secrets of nutrition, of the secrets to vibrant health. We're going to uncover it like a detective with all the different clues and the shocking conclusions. We're going to reestablish in your psychology all the little aspects that make things easy, that get those habits set up, that make it a lot of fun, and they get your family motivated to become healthy, to lose all the weight, and to regain the vitality. There's a powerful myth, it's a legend that comes out of Japan, about one of the great sumo wrestlers of ancient times. And the story goes that one day he was walking to the watering hole, and it was some distance to the spring source. Walking through the hills, he encountered three beautiful, thin, gorgeous young women. And they were laughing at him and poking fun at him for being so fat because he was a sumo wrestler. And he had learned over the years to ignore that kind of a thing. But they were like really perturbing him. They were coming up, they were poking him in his belly and then laughing at him. And they were throwing things at him and little rocks at him. And finally, one of them came up and literally, like, kind of was about to slap him on the back, and he turned around to stop her, and she grabbed his arm, and the three of the women were on him and flipped him over and literally had him pinned on the ground. Now, this is one of Japan's greatest sumo wrestlers. He was completely stunned that these women had just thrown him around like a toy. And he got up and he lashed out at one of the women and completely missed. And the woman had literally slapped his face and then kicked him over. So he was getting beat up by these three thin young women. And this is an adult male superhero sumo wrestler. He was so upset about the whole situation that his ego finally cracked. And he realized that these women must know something that he didn't. They were glowing, they were beautiful, they were strong, they were agile, their reflexes were sharp. And so he asked them, "What in the world is the secret that you women possess?" And they said, "You know the rice that you eat?" And he said, "Yeah." "We eat rice raw. We chew it whole. And we eat the wild herbs from the fields. And this is what gives us our agility, our beauty, and our speed of thought and reflex." The sumo wrestler, having had his ego destroyed, took the information in and took it into his heart and his soul. And he asked these women, "Can you teach me what you know?" And they showed him how to eat raw rice whole and how to eat the herbs of the field. The sumo wrestler took on that information. He consumed the foods that these women recommended, went back into civilization, and became the greatest sumo wrestler of ancient times. The story of our sumo wrestler indicates something profound, and that is this sumo wrestler was one of the greatest in the world. But what he learned from these three women propelled him to legendary status. He became known as the greatest sumo wrestler of all time, bar none, because even the best can get better. No matter how high you are, or how great you are, or how resourceful you are, there's always something to learn. There's always a new vista awaiting you. And this applies in every field, whether it's sumo wrestling, to nutrition, to success, towards social sciences, relationships, emotional IQ, etc. We are going to cover every organ. We're going to go into how to cleanse your lungs. We're going to go into how to cleanse your kidneys. We're going to go into how to cleanse the liver, how to cleanse the digestive tract, how to cleanse the skin and rejuvenate the skin, how to grow lustrous and rich hair. We're going to then get into rebuilding. How do we remineralize ourselves? What does that mean? How do we rebuild ourselves? How do we rebuild those building blocks, those bricks of our body? How do we strip all the junk out and get all the good stuff in? In detail, every aspect's going to be covered. It's going to be like a story. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this incredible organism we call the human body. Then we're going to go on to maintenance. how do we get even beyond just being in good health? At this point for me, I'm not into good health. I'm way beyond that. I mean, I've been in the best health ever for 10 years. I mean, there's no chance of me getting sick ever under any circumstances. The most extreme circumstances, being in a plane, guy next to me, totally sick, overweight, coughing on me, right into my lap. I can't get sick. Why? Because my health is way beyond that now. There's no possibility of me getting sick ever. Now, you might listen to that and go, impossible. And I'm here to tell you, not impossible. All the technology is here. This is my study. This is what I've been working on for 15, 20 years. And now we have it. We know exactly how to keep the human body in perfect working order without the immune system ever being compromised, as long as we can stay on a reasonable, exciting program. And we're going to lay out that program for you. It's a maintenance program that takes you beyond peak health into peak performance, into achieving your dreams, into having the energy so that you are up at night after your day at work, after your kids, after your husband, and at where you still have energy left, where you can take an hour or two and journal your dreams down and write your book and do those things that really are the juice of life. We're going to take you through all the myths, all the lies. We're going to debunk everything, and I'm going to ask that you use your common sense. I'm going to ask you to take everything that I'm saying and really run it through your own common sense. I'm not taking anything at face value in my life. I don't expect that you take anything at face value in your life. Look at the myths. Look at the research. Look at it all from an original perspective, a perspective I call innocent perception. And from a state of innocent perception, review and debunk the myths with me and then with yourself. Once you get inspired and get turned on, and I know you're going to be as you stay on the program and just keep listening to all this, you're going to want to know what the power foods are. You're going to want to jump ahead of the curve and get right to the chase. You know, get right on to where the technology is at today. We're going to list for you all the power foods. We're going to list for you how to eat them, how to throw them into your diet, how to get them into your kids' diet, your family's diet. We're going to give you those secrets. That's part of the deal. We're bringing it all back now to you are what you eat. If we had eaten the wrong food, let's say all our lives, and let's say even grandma ate the wrong food and great grandma ate the wrong food, and in fact, you know, maybe everybody ate the wrong food, we don't know. What if we ate the right food? What would happen if you are what you eat is really true and we got on it, like got the best food ever possible into our body? Food that tastes great, the most nutrition, natural, organic, full-on good stuff. What's going to happen? That possibility is what we're going to explore. And that is the possibility that I've been living for 10 years, is what happens when we really get our diet sorted out and get all the proper things and all those latent vitamins and minerals start to come into action. Where is it taking us? This is the inspirational possibility of our future. This is the transformative element of this whole program. If you are what you eat is real, and we ate the wrong stuff, and we suddenly start eating the right stuff, we might transform in a way that is shocking to us. And in fact, in my experience, it's been shocking. I had no idea. In fact, there's no way you can have any idea, because it's 100% experiential. You have to experience it in order to know what the heck we're talking about here. You transform yourself with the food. You cannot believe the level of clarity of mind, the level of your ability to smile and feel joy, the level of your ability to communicate with people, the level of love that you can feel in your being, the level of relationship mastery that you can experience so that you are totally right there with your partner, your significant other, or if you don't have a partner, you can attract the person to you who's right for you. These things and a lot more await us when we fully grasp the import and the importance of you are what you eat. I've been so blessed. Some of the stories I've heard over the years, weight loss stories, people come to me. I had a guy one time, he was in a health food store. He was 120 pounds overweight. He was there with his son. They thought maybe they should explore vegetarian diets, something different. They were in an aisle. They were looking at some hemp seed protein products. there was a friend of mine in the aisle. I found out this later. And this friend of mine saw that these people were curious. This is a friend of mine who'd been through a total cleansing, a total transformation with natural foods, who's just really a light. This guy is just a light. I mean, he's such a loving, incredible person. And he saw these people and he approached them and he said, you know, I can see that you're interested. I can see that you're open. And he just started sharing with them some of the principles that we have in our program. These two people, the father and son, really got turned on and they wanted to learn a little bit more. And fortunately, I was going to be in that town about 2 months ahead of that incident. And he showed them a flyer in the local magazine of our upcoming seminar. So these two decided that they were going to come to the seminar. However, human nature being what it is, they got busy, they got distracted. All of a sudden, it's 2 months later. They did have the seminar up on the fridge, so they knew it was coming, but they tried to get out of it. You know how people are. People try to get out of it. They try to come up with an excuse, and you know something in their body is saying, no, we don't really want to change, you know, this kind of a thing. Fortunately for them, all of their equipment that they were using for a job that they were going to have to distract themselves from coming to my seminar broke down. Everything broke down. And they had to come to the seminar, and they came. So they showed up at the seminar. They got the message. The father proceeded to lose in 1 year 100-plus pounds without trying, without effort, without deprivation, none of that. Took the steps, did the cleansing, did the remineralization, the maintenance. His wife wasn't even at the seminar. She was just a byproduct of all this because of what was going on in the house. She, without trying, lost 60 pounds, didn't even come to the seminar, never got the message. That is important information for you to know about. I am not into deprivation. I'm not into denying people anybody any pleasure of their food and of their life. I want to increase it, actually. And that has to be the way to actually get great health, because you cannot get great health by suffering. Quite a story. This program that we put together isn't just about weight loss. It is about all aspects of health transformation. I have worked with dozens of cancer patients, cancer survivors. I have seen incredible results. I have to tell you honestly that surviving cancer is a very individual journey. It involves getting your whole soul involved in your healing process. It involves many aspects of diet and lifestyle and choices and decisions and relationship. There's so many factors involved. But what I can tell you is that good nutrition is a key and major factor in healing oneself of cancer and putting cancer into remission. Many, many people I know are not only dealing with cancer, but their loved ones are dealing with cancer, and we want to help. And the way we can help is, hey, get the right minerals in, get the right vitamins in, get the right enzymes in, get the cofactors in, and get the toxins out, and you start stacking the odds in your favor. My experience with chronic illness and disease, and especially cancer, is that there's quote-unquote no cure. There's not going to be something that cures you. But what you're going to get is options to start stacking the odds in your favor. And that's really the direction that we want to go. You want to just put all those things that favor you, the fresh water, the clean air, the great food, the loving environment, the attitude of gratitude, the awareness. All you stack all that together, and eventually you can turn the tide. And it is possible. I've seen every kind of cancer reversed, even the most extreme cases. You can imagine. But again, it's an individual journey. Diet is a factor, but it is not the only factor. The same can also be said with diabetes. Diabetes type 2 is something that I work with quite a bit, especially with doctor supervision. My friend Dr. Gabriel Cousins and I have dealt with dozens and dozens of diabetics over the years with great, great results. And this is something that if you get on the right diet program, the program that we're laying out here for you and making very clear, if you get on the right lifestyle approach, diabetes is controllable and, in fact, reversible. we got into this chaos of diet because there are a million diet books out there that tell you exactly do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that. And that's not going to work. It's never going to work because it doesn't empower you as a person. Part of this program is you got to get in there and you got to play with this stuff and you got to think. If you go to school and learn what to think, that's not an education. But if you go to school and you learn how to think, and you actually use that supercomputer between your ears, you are going to discover a really powerful thing about yourself, and that is you can make the right decisions, you do know what to do, and your brain can figure out exactly how to design the best diet for yourself. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you a lie, which is one program works for everybody. What we're going to do is give you the truth, which is there's certain parameters and you play with those things and you figure it out by thinking about it, by using your own brain, by running experiments on yourself and having some fun. And that way you're going to arrive at the ultimate diet for yourself. If I give you a program and you don't have to think, you'll never stay with it because it's not the result of your conclusion. It's a result of my conclusion. What I want to do is give you a program where it's a result of your conclusion, where we kind of guide you in the right direction, and then you play around with it, and you go, wow, you know what? Hemp seed protein really works for me. It's your conclusion. You figured that out because you played with it. You experimented with it. That's the type of program that we're putting together, and I believe it's the type of program, the only type of program that actually works. It's a program that is in alignment with pretty much every human metabolism. That human metabolism is individual to that human. Each person is different, and we can only give guidelines, and then those guidelines will help that person, you, to arrive at the right result, the result that's perfect for you. I'm really about empowering you as an individual. It's not up to me to say, hey, you know, figure it all out yourself, but I know that if you do figure it out yourself, you are going to be much more empowered than if you go see a doctor. However, it is possible for you to go and be tested to discover the exact ratio of fat and protein and carbohydrates that's ideal for you. It is possible for you to go to a doctor and figure out exactly where your food allergies are, and these can be powerful tools. I want to put that out there. However, I strongly recommend that you rely on your own intuition and your own instincts and common sense to determine which foods are right for you and which are not. Because sometimes people just automatically turn over their power to a doctor or to someone else. You retain your own power in this program. This program is debunking the myth that someone knows your body better than you do. Nobody does. You want to lose weight? It's up to one person and one person only, you. You have to become empowered, you have to become intelligent, you have to go for it. And this is what this program is designed to do. We are in an incredible time in the history of our planet. We are in a time that's been waited for thousands of years. You are the heir to all the ages, in the foremost ranks of all time. You are the sum total of all the dreams, the aspirations, the goals of your ancestors. And in order to achieve what they wanted you to achieve, which is perfect health and happiness, they have implanted within you a desire to have the best health ever. That's why you're listening to this right now. Just the ability of you to listen to this right now tells me that you have every skill and every ability to get to their goal, which is your goal, which is to feel awesome, to achieve a vibrant health every day of your life. And that to me is exciting. So sit back and listen to all of these aspects of this extraordinary message, this extraordinary level of technology on how you can guide yourself with ease back to perfect health and perfect weight while showing a smile on your face. You've reached the end of today's recording. Remember to turn over a food for thought card and an action-oriented best day ever card. Record the results in your journal. It's important that you look at all aspects of this program, listening to the recordings,
flipping over the cards, and then taking action on what you find on the other side of those cards. Notice the synchronicities that start to build up. Remember that this program is holistic. We're going to ask you not only to listen to the recordings, but also to use the cards and to take action on what the cards instruct. All right, have fun with today's mission, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.